From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The United States gives its support to a new way of tackling the region's drug problem. Guyanese state workers appeal to the government to understand their economic plight and pay the award. And how prepared is the Caribbean for the global trade negotiations in Seattle later this year? I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A senior United States government official says his country is committed to the multilateral evaluation mechanism aimed at tackling the drug problem and related crimes in the hemisphere. Assistant Secretary for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs at the State Department, Ron Beers, was among representatives from 34 countries of the Organization of American States at a meeting in Canada to finalize the new mechanism. Caribbean nations have been critical in the past of what they call the unilateral approach of the U.S. in deciding who it certifies as cooperating in stamping out drug trafficking in the region. I asked Mr. Beers if the U.S. is satisfied that countries like Jamaica and Colombia can certify their own drug-fighting efforts.
This is a process in which nations will participate both as individual nations and as a collective. And we believe that nations participating in such a process will